Pam Pedersen with WFIT's Coastal Connection, and visiting with me in the studios today is Bob Barnes. Bob is founder and executive director of the Children's Hunger Project right here in Brevard County. Now, I have heard of the Children's Hunger Project, but why don't you tell us what it is?
We're a nonprofit 501c3 charity, and what we do is we raise money privately. We purchase food, we package up the food, and we then deliver these packages to elementary schools. The teachers on Friday afternoon slip a package into the backpack of a child that they know are coming to school hungry on Monday mornings. We are providing this package of food to over 1,000 kids every week in over 27 schools here in Brevard County.
And do you think there are more children out there who need your meals?
We have not even reach the tip of the iceberg, so to speak.
Wow.
And that's just in the elementary schools. And there's a significant hunger problem in the middle and high school level also. A lot of people are not aware of just how significant the hunger problem here is in Brevard County. And it's worse than the national average, because the national average, 17% of kids are perceived to be at risk of hunger. In Brevard County, the number of kids on the same free and reduced price lunch program is almost 50%.
So what can we do to help?
Well, a number of things. Your listeners can go to simply these four words, the Children's Hunger Project, put in .org, and there we are. But of particular interest is that I would like to invite the WFIT listeners to be in contact with you, Pam, so that you and Terry and the others here at WFIT can form a team of people that will participate in the world's largest packing event. And this is going to take place on Saturday morning, February 8th. It's going to be right here on the campus of FIT at the Clemente Center. And we'll have thousands of volunteers that will help throughout the day and pack over $100,000 worth of food. And this food will go towards these hungry kids that I'm talking about.
So are you trucking this food in?
Well, Winn-Dixie is. Winn-Dixie will have an 18-wheeler that will have the food on site. It will be brought into the Clemente Center. Tables will be set up. Teams will be organized and instructed. And we have a whole crew of volunteers that will do that, led by Sarah Anthony, our assistant director. They'll have a marvelous packing experience.
So what time does this start?
The first shift will be around 7:30 in the morning. These are hourly shifts that people have to sign up for.
Okay.
And it'll go through about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
If we sign up for, say, WFIT has a team, our listeners call us and they want to be a part of our team, how do we sign up for a shift?
Well, you can either have them contact you with their name and email address, then you provide us that list of names, or they can let their wishes be known by simply going to volunteer at thechildrenshungerproject.org and make sure that they put on there they want to be part of the WFIT team. And then our team of volunteers will contact them with specific instructions, what hour, you know, to be there, and it'll run pretty smoothly.
All right. I am challenging everybody out there to become part of WFIT's Hunger Project team and meet us at the Clemente Center Saturday, February 8th. And you can contact us here at WFIT.org or by calling 674-8950, or you can go to the childrenshungerproject.org.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you for the opportunity.